Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Fake Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
So we sat down. It was something that I really wanted to see, which was a series that came up because we really got into a series called Mr. Robot that was created and directed by Sam Ishmael. And he was just such a conspiracy-based, different way of doing things. And he jumped on this another series, and I thought he created it. But what we found out was this Homecoming was actually a podcast series that an entertainment group actually picked up and started using A-listers as the voices and everything on there. So it was kind of different, but it was created by these two guys, Eli Horowitz and Michael Bloomberg. And they became the executive producers and writers and creators of the series. So I wanted Alicia to see it, but I wanted to see the first portion to see if it was worthwhile seeing. And then I kind of brought her up to speed because it was only 10 episodes. And which made this interesting was the 10 episodes was only a little over 30 minutes.
Yeah. And they it seemed really like an short. Hour.
Yeah, because it was so intense.
Yeah, it seemed like it was an hour. Yep, sure did.
So it was on Amazon Prime. Usually you get something like this on a Netflix, but it was on Amazon Prime. And it was based on soldiers coming back who had some PTSD. And this was a facility called Homecoming that would help them get back on their feet and get back into society. That was the premise of this big company, industry, corporation that was sponsoring. And you see they took some kind of medication. And it was, you know, they was getting them back to come on back into society. But that's really not what they wanted. So it started off as how do we help the soldiers? And then you find during that portion, the soldiers were somewhat paranoid. Some really didn't feel that they can be moved back into society. So they had counseling sessions. They had a counselor. They had like people that kind of wanted to put them back together. And, you know, me being a veteran of the wars and in the army, I saw this as, wow, this is interesting. But I don't understand how this is different than anything else. So it just made it kind of interesting.
What I really thought was interesting was that they were trying to get the soldiers to forget about what they went through.
The trauma.
And then to get them to go back to fighting.
No, you didn't get that at first, though.
No. I didn't get that at first. No. Seeing the whole thing.
No. So they start talking about it.
Right.
But the way, and let's talk about what we were saying. Sam Ishmael doesn't give you everything at first. What he does is he gets you to say, here's some things going on.
Right. But see, what was interesting about it is like, okay, so for them to do that, I'm just thinking, for them to do that and him being this creative person, that means they couldn't get no other soldiers, getting people to enlist, to go to war. So they figured that they recycled the soldiers.
Yep.
So that's what became very interesting to me, because then my mind started thinking about, I was like, hold up a second. You're telling me that you're not getting enough enlisted so that you have to recycle the soldiers to get them to forget about what they went through, for them to start fresh, to say they can go back to war and
so
fight again.
To me as a soldier, ex-soldier, I didn't think it was they wasn't getting enough people. They had the experience of the people, and these soldiers, they selectively picked who wanted to be soldiers and continue to be, but they had trauma that kept them from doing that. So what they did was, let's take away the trauma and get them back out there, because they already dedicated to being soldiers. So it wouldn't hurt them to come back because the trauma is already gone.
Okay.
And they wanted to get rid of the trauma and do that. So the thing is, they didn't even, because Julia Roberts was the main character on it, which she played really good on there. She was She was really good. But what Sam Ishmael did, he had a current what's going on as an investigation and what was going on with the group and everything at homecoming. And so it went back and forth. And at first, you kind of say, I mean, what are they investigating? And then you find out later that one of the soldiers' mother put in a complaint that the soldiers were being held there against their will. So then you find out that the DOD inspector general was, all he was doing was investigating just a complaint. And but then he ran into a conspiracy to get these soldiers to get back, you know, get their memories to get rid of the trauma and go back to war. Then he was like, okay. But then you find out that this pharmaceutical company was feeding them these drugs to get rid of their memory, mm-hmm. not to suppress their memory, but to actually get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And when what happened was, then you find out they was getting rid of memory, not the trauma, but the memory. Mm-hmm. And then there's the people that was kind of like, and the Julia Roberts was the counselor, that she didn't even realize that that was the purpose.
Yeah, that was the purpose. Yeah, yeah. And she was just devastated with that.
Yes, because she was a counselor. Yeah, she really like, you can't felt do that. She wanted to help them. But her boss, which was a corporate guy, was kind of like, just do your goddamn job.
Yeah, it's all about
don't worry about it. Yeah. And then when he had to tell her the truth, she was devastated.
Yeah.
And he was like, you can't do nothing to me because I never came to the facility.
Right. So
I haven't done anything.
And what was so cool about it was she got what she wanted back at the end. It was kind of messed up, though.
Yeah, it was. So part of the storyline was chronologically, let me show you what was going on in the past to get these soldiers to do that. Some people was, they gravitated toward it. One of the guys was so paranoid he wasn't taking the pills. But he was psychologically fucked up that when they left him out of there, he went to a psychiatric ward because the devastation of what happened in Afghanistan fucked him up.
Yeah, even the drugs they were putting in the food mm-hmm. couldn't help him.
Well, he left before they start putting it in the food.
Oh.
Because he was like, something is wrong here.
Yeah.
You know, remember he I don't
why
know.
Why can't we go out? Why can't
yeah,
we
how
do
can
this?
We go and go out? I just want to get a beer. We're not even in Florida. This could be something totally different and the guy was Walter Cruz was the main character there, the black brother. And he was good. He played a really good role there.
Yeah, he did.
And being the leader, you know, his trauma was being the leader and the soldiers under them dying.
Yeah.
And he was making choices. So he was struggling with a lot of that. And every time he went to the counseling, slowly but surely he was forgetting things or he didn't mention them anymore. And then she sat with him one day and he didn't remember the biggest trauma that went on.
Right, right.
And then she started going back with simple stuff,
and
like simple
remember.
Stories, mm-hmm. and he couldn't remember that. And she was like, what? Wait yeah. a minute. This is too much. And, you know, so it made it so much different for them to, for her to grasp, like, what are we doing to these guys? And then he said, it's to get them back there. She's like, no, we're getting them to go back to society. And he was like, no, that's not what I'm telling the DOD. I'm telling them we're getting these soldiers to go back. So let's not even waste our money to put $1,000. Remember, one of the guys, they had a conversation with each other. I'm not sure if you saw that part. But he was like, it's worth us being here. He's like, why? It's $100,000 a year per soldier that's here. So they want their money back for whatever they're doing
yeah,
to
I
us.
Did hear that. I did hear that.
And I was like, damn. So this is a big payoff for them to continue to do that. But the way it was arranged and directed, I think the direction, because based on the podcast, they said the podcast wasn't really the conspiracy thriller like they wanted it to be. But the way Sam Ishmael did this, it was really cool. And them breaking it up in half hour segments got you to be like, whoa.
Yeah, I liked it.
It kept stopping you, and you was like, whoa, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And the podcast was three different series. So, I mean, they're going into the third season. But this season, they kind of ended it. So I was kind of like, they ended it with some open-ended things that you really don't care. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You're yeah. kind of like, yeah, whatever. But you don't know where it would, you know, proceed to. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. So
it just made it really, really interesting. But when you looked at it, when you initially sat down, because I'm going to tell you my point. When I initially sat down, I was kind of like, damn, this is slow. This doesn't seem like, why would this be interesting? But then when I saw the, like, going into the second and third, I saw that something is wrong. And then once you realize something is wrong, that's when it's kind of picked up.
Yeah. Little bit by little bit, they give you the little signs. And I liked it. I mean, like you said, for 30 minutes, it seemed like that thing was an hour.
Yeah, because it was so much packed within those half hours mm-hmm. that it seemed like, wow, these are some intense half hour stuff that it just stopped going from there. So yeah, it was really, really different to feel all of that. And being ex-military, you can see the way they manipulating the feelings and emotions and the psychology of these soldiers, which was really kind of, you know, uncomfortable in that way.
Right.
But overall, I thought it was a really, really good series. I think if they do it again, I'm not sure how they're going to take it a different direction. But I think they did a good job with it. But what's your thoughts on that?
I really liked it. I mean, it was something that you know, the chances of it ever happening in real life is very possible.
It's very possible.
Yep. So it made it for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That the chances of them, even though you don't think, you know, the government ain't trying something, that would be something that they would definitely be trying in a way.
And you made a good point. What if it was, we can't get enough good soldiers in that has a good experience that we can control? Let's just keep the ones that we have and manipulate their memories with the training that they already have.
Mm-hmm.
So they already have the training and they don't have the trauma. So let's just keep them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's a good, I didn't think about it that way. I thought about it just, you know, let's not waste them going out. Let's just wipe out what's wrong and then get them back out there because they want to get out there. Because she said, you know, when she was talking about it, there's certain markers of the soldiers with PTSD that we wanted to pick up on because they were the ones that we need to get out there and do that. So I just thought that was really, really interesting. And to me, it could happen.
Right.
Especially the way they pushing medication and the pharmaceuticals say this is a good drug. Let's test it.
Yeah, they want to test it. Yeah.
And it's easy to test it on soldiers or people who need help.
Right.
And
especially with the things going on in what do you call it? Home warfare or and so that would be a perfect reason for them to want to test the drug because again, you know, we want to these soldiers are coming out with all these problems. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can fix
it. Let's just take away the problems
and
say, hey, look, we want you back. Why don't you stay in? Yeah, because I wanted to be a soldier.
Yeah.
So what in their thoughts, they still wants to be the soldier that they left out to be, but they was incapable of being soldiers because of the trauma.
Right.
Let's just take that away.
Right.
But they're taking away a portion of their life.
Yeah, their life. Yeah, you know, the memories, I mean? And everything.
But one thing at the end that we kind of found out too is there could be something that will trigger that. There's triggers that can bring those memories back.
Right back, yeah.
Because there's a portion in there that, what's her name? Julia Roberts actually start eating one of the higher dosages of the medication in the food.
Right.
It's like what Leisha was saying. They were just giving them pills at first. But then she mentioned to them that, you know, some of them may be doing it, some of them may not be. And he was like, no, we got to find another way to get it to them. And then you realize they was putting it in the food. And then they showed at the beginning of one of them that they was crushing up something and then it shipped from Vietnam or whatever in a liquid capsules. And then they brought it all the way back to the place and it went to the kitchen. And he was kind of like, the fuck is it going to the kitchen for?
Right, exactly.
But then you realize they're putting the shit in the fucking food. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, how crazy is that? And you would never know because the partnerships and the lobbyists and just the corruption and conspiracy shit that's going on, you just never know what's going on. But really intense. I give a lot of credit to this. Great directing. Great directing, because there was some other people. A couple of the people that I liked was they used to be in a lot of shows that we actually used to see too. Boardwalk Empire, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys that was on there, and then the crazy dude. Yeah, he was on Boardwalk Empire too. Remember that?
Yeah, he was.
The
crazy mafia. crazy ass.
Yeah, he was crazy as hell. Mm-hmm. Bobby Cannavale. Yeah, he was crazy. And the other one is Shea Wingham. He was the one, he played on Boardwalk Empire. He played the brother of, what's his name?
Mm-hmm. He was a police.
What is it, what's Ducky?
Was he the police officer or something like that?
Was he? He probably could have been.
I think so.
Yeah, but he was. But he anyway. Played good. And Sissy Spacek. I said Sally Field, but that was Sissy Spacek. Played her mother, of Julia Roberts' mother. But really good roles. And the young boy who played Walter
Cruz
was, his name is Stephen James or Stephen James. Depends on who you ask. You know, some people say, my name is Stephen, it's not Stephen, whatever, dude. So Stephen James. So that the young brother played a really good role. The way he changed because of what was going on was like really, really interesting. But very good series. Really good. Critically acclaimed too. They had it 4.7. A lot of critics was like, this is a must see. 7.7 on IMDb. Sorry. So high rankings on it. And I say it's highly recommended as well. Rotten Tomatoes had it at 99%. You know, so something worth seeing. And it's easily digestible because it was 30 minutes. So when you get these 30-minute increments, you can be like, whoa, this is, oh, it's over. Ooh, let me see the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And by then, you'll be done. And you'll be like, oh, okay, I got them all through.
Because it went through real smooth.
Yep.
Went through real, real smooth.
And you look forward to it because it left off. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, what the hell else? Oh, let me finish looking at this. So, cool. But highly recommend it. It's on Amazon Prime. So check it out. Homecoming. And if you want some reference points, it's Homecoming the podcast, which is going on to its third season. So if you want reference points to say, let me see what it's supposed to be like, or what's the second season, if Amazon does the second season, what the second season will probably be like, as long as they keep this the main director, I think it'll be great. I really like the look of it too. He has this little thing that he shows the top and the bottom is like kind of out of focus, but it keeps your focus up top where the people are talking and a level. So he had some little techniques that he did. He had some split screen type stuff. The editing was really good. So it was a really good feel of it. It was kind of dark too, so it wasn't really bright. So it gave that intenseness of the dark too. But anywho, so you liked it, right, Bubba?
Yes, I did.
So well worth it. We probably check out the next season. And again, since it's easy digestible, we will probably check it out again. But that's Fade to Black Cinema. See us every Wednesday for our TV or movie review. Leave us comments on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram as well as Twitter. Go to any podcast download under Fade to Black Cinema or Bougie Black Brother. It depends on which one they grab, but you'll be able to see the newest and the new and the old, and you can go back and see a lot of movies and TV series that we know. But other than that, we thank you for stopping by, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema.
Bye.
See you.